The following shir has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Perek Elu Metzius has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Olav HaShalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Henshabas Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi Olav HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzhak Yisrael ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Olav HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
Daf Chof Gimel Elu Metzius. I find that every day I'm finding out more and more why is it that in the Seder, in the Yeshiva, the little children, that they teach them Elu Metzius. What is it about Elu Metzius that this has to be the first thing that children learn, you know, when they go to the school? What's the first thing we teach a kid? We told me the first thing is, you know, Yanim's gelt is Yanim's gelt. We don't play with somebody else's money. It's his money. It's not my money. Right? The first thing we teach a child is respecting other people's property. That we see it right. The first thing in Elu Metzius. The emes is that there's a brisket off. Rav Al-Tayda, you know, I think it's in the Sefer itself. I'll tell you in last week's Parsha, but Rav asked the Kasha. He says, he doesn't understand. Yosef puts inside the brother's bag food, right? He puts it in the bag. He wants to make sure that they're going to come home, right? Yosef puts it. He wants to make sure they're going to come back to Mitzrayim. That's a biscuit of. Of course the brothers are coming. I'd rather the brothers are going to come back. They left Shimon there. Of course they have to come back. What's going to be? Shimon's going to be stuck there in the middle of Mitzrayim. So they have to come back, number one. Number two, they're starving. Imagine they have to come back. They have to make sure that there's food. They have to make sure that there's food. So Zaka Briskerov, that's just a Gavaldika Briskerov, says to Briskerov, he says, you know, food, not food, it's not Mukhat, they'll come back. Well, maybe they'll get food somewhere else, right? And Shimon, no, Shimon, still not Mukhat, maybe they'll leave Shimon there, it's not Mukhat. You know how it's Mukhat that the brothers are coming back to Mitzrayim? He puts money that's not theirs inside their bag. The Achim, the ship they call, then he knows that they're coming back. Because when they have somebody's money, it's not our money, he knows for sure he's going to see them back. You know where that comes from? That comes when it's ingrained in you. You know what the Sforno says? He says, why is it? It says, Kitzeitzei l'milchama. And then the next parsha afterward is Hashay Teshivim. The parsha of Elu Metzius, the parsha of Hashem Zaveda. He says, you know why? Even in wartime, you find an Aveda, but what's the chat? What do you mean, even in wartime, you find an Aveda over there, right? You have to return the Aveda. What's the chat? The chat is that even if it's something so ingrained in you, it doesn't matter. It's your blood. That's what we teach a child. Okay. So that I understood. More Hashem Zaveda. You know, then you see a new thing that also you have to ingrain in the child, right? A new concept. The concept not just of respecting other people's property. A new concept. The concept of respecting your own property, or just in general, property in general. Just respecting property. What does it say? The sugya talks about, Ein mavirin al ha'oichlin. There's a whole halacha over here that comes out, that a person is not allowed to just walk by when there's bread on the street. Just walk by, there's bread on the street, and just walk right by. This halacha borders on two different halachas, two different Indians. Two different yanim over here. So, you know, the first thing you teach a child, you know, you have to have proper respect for food. Hopefully, we teach the kids to have the proper respect even for food, even an inanimate object, right? Hopefully, they will have respect for the teachers, they have respect for the rabbis, they have respect for his parents, that, you know, then we have a chance, right? That something has to be ingrained in a child from day one. That's called Gimel, above Mitzia. So we teach the child, Ein Mavirin al Ha'oichlin. What's that? Locha, Ein Mavirin al Ha'oichlin. There's two yanim that we have to explore today. Number one, the Indian in general. Not to just pass by food and on the floor and to let food get, as we say, a bazillion. It should be embarrassed. It should be ashamed. I don't know. Bazillion. What's the English word? Bazillion word. Disgrace. Right? It should be that the food should be disgraced. One Indian. Another Indian is teaching a child. Teaching a child that whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you, you know, you have your value. Rebbeinu Shalom gives you something. You have hakaras atoyim to gebish of everything he gives. You know, it says Yankov Avinu. It says in the parsha Yankov Avinu, he went back for pachin ktanim. He went back for pachin the things. He went back for the, you know, he left his little cup, whatever, his negelvaster cup is this. You know, he went back to get his negelvaster cup. His one shekel negelvaster cup. So, and the Torah makes a whole entire took him about this. Like, Yankov Avinu went back. We know what happened when he went back. The machleik and the mechamah with the sarsalais. You know, I once heard a marshal from the Dubna Maggid. What's the big deal, Tucker? What's the big deal if I don't go back to get my makeup out? I tell you, Moshe. What would happen like this? A person, I think this is a Dubna Maggid. A person goes to sleep. Right? He wakes up in the morning, right next, when before he went to sleep, he didn't put a nagel vaser by his bed. He wakes up in the morning, and there's a nagel vaser caught by the bed, and there's a little petek, a little sign. It says, from the Rebbeinu Shloim, from Eibishter, love dad, right? You know, I brought this to you last night, he went to sleep early, right? What would you do with that nagel vaser? Mamish, the next day, I didn't even know if he'd wash his nagel vaser, he would drink the water, I don't know, eventually, you know. He would take the nagel, he would walk around with wherever he went, he would walk around with, you know, he'd bring his filling bag, and you know, why is the guy walking around with the nagel vaser cup, you know? Oh, there he is again, say, you know, walking around with the nagel vaser cup, you know, this guy would take the nagel vaser everywhere he'd go, right? Everywhere walking around with the nagel vaser, right? Why? Because that's straight matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Mom is straight, love dad, right? Zakat Zubnaga, same thing, but Yaakov Avinu understands that everything that Ribbono Shel Olam gives him, this is by us also, everything that the person has, Ribbono Shel Olam, it has its special hashkacha, its special hashkacha practice that you're supposed to have this thing. You have to remember all the things that respect your property, your own property, your friend's property. That's the next thing we teach a person to see. So Bez Hashem, let's go a little bit in today. We'll break it down with a shayla. From this shayla, we'll try to, you know, I say we'll build off this shayla, the different halachas that come out. I would break up the shayla. I won't discuss this with you. Yashu Taka said, what happens? A restaurant nowadays. Or a catering call or a chasen hall, you know, afterwards they have so much food, right? So much food, and they don't know what to do with it, right? What's supposed to do? He's supposed to hire special people to take it and to sort it out and to give it to poor people. The stuff on the plate, I'm saying, there's still good stuff. You go over there, there's half a potato, good. Nobody ate that, right? What are you going to do? What happened to Baltashlis? Stop wasting things. What happened to Bizayin Eichlin? I'm not even allowed to let food on the floor and pass by. This Gemara seems to say, we'll see in a minute how we pass it. But I'm not even allowed to walk by when there's food on the floor and just pass by the food. Ain't my fear no Eichlin. So certainly what? I'm allowed to take the food of the catering hall and the chasen hall and take it and throw it out? That's going to be a big problem. Well, what are people going to do? And what about in your own house? Right? Let's use this as our springboard. Right? This shiloh. And then we'll see. We'll go through the various laws. I want to go shlav shlav. There's two separate shilohs. There's one shiloh of Baal Tashlis. Discuss one shiloh. Then there's another separate shiloh. Even if something is not Baltashkus, Baltashkus means stop wasting things. Destroying things, excuse me. Stop destroying things. Then there's another separate issue, right, about Bizoyin Oichel. A separate issue. An issue about disgracing food. A separate issue, which is borderline Arsukim. Let's go to Seder. Baltashkus, the Gemara, Baba Kama learns out in Dasariyah, we always know that there's two types of Baltashkus. There's one type of Baltashkus that you're not allowed to cut down trees. That's what the Torah is talking about, Taka. That's what the Pasuk is talking about, not to cut down trees. And the Shaila, it's Pasuk is talking about over there, the Gemara is talking about a fruit tree, and you're not supposed to cut down a fruit tree. We know that there's a big Shaila. Now, is there any Ethereum? Why? Because you can't just sound waste. That's what the Kavan of the Ethereum is. You can't just waste things that give you a destructive nature. Says the Rosh, Baba Kama, what if I'm breaking down this tree, I'm cutting down this tree, because I need the space? Or what if I have some other Tayelis? Let's say it's worth more the wood than the fruit. Right? It's worth more to cut down the tree. So the rush over there, Lamaisa, and Kachis, Mavur Laloch, Mustak Laloch, also in Goshmishva, also in Yeredeo, in Sinikukta Zayin, it's brought Laloch of this rush. That Laloch is that really, you're allowed to cut down a fruit tree even a fruit tree. But you know, we'll see in a minute, that's not so much to cut down a fruit tree. But even a fruit tree, you have a tayelis, a purpose, a benefit, which is bigger than the loss of the fruit tree. Now, Lamaisa, you have to know that there are some Paiskim that say, still, the minig is to get a guy to do it, or get somebody else, get a guy to do it. Why? Because there's a gemara, which is mashma, that even when it's mutter to cut down a tree, a fruit tree we're talking about now, it's still a problem of a sakana. It's still a sakana issue. It's still an issue of danger, which, you know, that's why there are some, but you have to know there are some places in the meikel, the grass, the gashulchan, they're mashma, it is mutter. Once it's mutter to cut down the tree, you have a benefit in cutting down this tree. It's mashma, then it's mutter. That's our lesson number one. Yeah, I would say, you know, people have the shaykh all the time. Sukkah comes, he has a tree blocking his sukkah, etc. Both have this, I think, one time. Right? He has a tree blocking his sukkah. Is an Indian in such a case to taka, maybe get a guy to cut down that branch even? Oh, okay, that's one Indian. That's one Indian about Tashkhe. There's another Indian about Tashkhe. There's an Indian about Tashkhe. It's about some destroying things. Some items. Wasting, no, I would say wasting, but destroying items. About Tashkhe. I'll give you an example. Right? What's the, you know, that's not, regardless if it's a fruit tree. You're not allowed to go and waste things. I'll give you an example. You know, you can't just take a plate, take it, throw it on the floor, break it, over on Baltash. That we all understand. You destroyed a plate, no reason, no tayala, Baltash. What about, at one time I asked the Yashiv, what about taking something that, I give you a dogma, I gave a match. Striking a match, just throwing, you know, striking a match for no reason, just go like this, striking a match. The Gzorah of the Ashes says, was anything that people look at as has a shamshin. You wasted an entire shamshin. You know, for example, you know, I think a match, you know, to take a match, you could have, you know, you could have done something with a match. You could have lit the oven, you could have done something with a match. The match, you wasted it. That would be maybe already Galtashka. Even though it might not have a pruta. Even though it might not be worth a pruta. But just to take a match, strike it for no reason at all, now you have done. What if you're a pyromaniac and you're insane? You know, maybe the benefit of Tayelis of being, you know, my insanity is either this, right? Or I'm gonna, I don't know what, you know, I'm gonna do that, right? Or start going like this all day, shaking, I don't, right? Then you have to know. But the basic is time to waste. You know, I was thinking the other day, what about, you know, stop taking a lighter, just going like this. You know, sometimes just, I don't know, it might be too bad. I don't know if that's allowed. It's not wasting. Okay, maybe, I don't know, maybe people don't look at that as a waste. But I just, you think you're going to have, you know, muscle. I once saw the place can they talk about Shiloh. What about plastic plates? After you finish using the plastic plate, right? I saw the place can say interesting thing, right? So, what gives you the right to throw it out? Right? To reuse it, right? So, we can understand already that, no, come on. A plastic plate, people don't look at that as a waste. Because the reason why I bought the plastic plate was what? Again, it has nothing to do with necessarily sheer the value. People say, why did I buy the plastic plate? I don't have to go through the trouble of cleaning it up. So that's not maybe called a waste. My not having that, or, there may be the different factor. Baltashchit is only destructive. What if I'm doing something not destructive? I have a tayelus in it. For example, I'm killing a wild dog, the Gemara says. Right? So why am I killing this baltashchit? Just destroying a dog. The Torah says there's a tremendous benefit. Having this dog not in the world benefits everybody. Right? So that's not baltashchit. Or for example, I'm breaking down a building. Why? In order to put up a bigger one. Is that baltashchit? Or not? That's called that it's not called destructive. It's not a destructive act. Same thing maybe over here. Maybe when he wants to throw out the plastic, and I have to go through the trouble of washing that plastic plate, perhaps it's not called baltashchit. It's not called destructive. That's called that he's doing something very misdemeanor by throwing it out and not having to go through the trouble of washing it. I don't know, you have to done. Sometimes they have these fancy plastics. You know, very, 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 very fancy plastic. You have to know. This is maybe totally in, you know, maybe the guy bought fancy plastic for an entire Shever Brochus. Right? And he doesn't want to have the trouble of cleaning up the entire Shever Brochus, maybe. Right? But if he bought fancy plastic for Friday night, why can't he use it for Shabbat morning? I don't know. We'll have to see. Maybe if he has more of a benefit in being able to rest on Shabbat, on Shabbat, he wants you to take those plates and throw it out, right? And that's his on Shabbat. So maybe that's not Baltashchit. You always have to don in Baltashchit. That's the ikker. In Baltashchit, you always have to don. Is it considered I'm doing something destructive? Or is my benefit more, and therefore it's not called Baltashchit? So I want to go right now, so I'll give you an example. Before we dine on Bizli Eichlin, just disgracing food, we have to dine first on Baltashchit, just destruction. I'll give you an example. You have a piece of bread, you're not going to eat it. It's almost stale or it's old, and you're not going to eat it. You bought a fresh loaf of bread, right? Am I allowed, because of Baltashchit, we'll dine Bizli Eichlin in a minute, right? We'll dine Eichlin in a moment. So am I allowed to eat that piece of bread, throw it in the garbage, right? And see, you might have to wrap it up, etc. But am I allowed to just take it and throw it in the garbage, assuming it's wrapped up? We'll get to Bizli Eichlin in a minute. So from here, I think this is a very good svara. That's not baltashchit. That's not baltashchit. Baltashchit is that you're wasting something that is usable. But you can't make me eat that bread. I don't want to eat that bread. I want to eat fresh bread. How can you make me eat that bread? Even though there's a Gemara in Shabbos, which is not much like that, I can't go into it now. But Lamaisa, there's a good svara to say that I'm not going to eat it. You're not going to let it sit around and grow mold. Now I have to talk to getting this thing out of my house. If I'm not going to eat it, what do you want from the guy? Okay? So that's the first thing. Now let's go back for a moment. To our hotel, the caterer, he's sitting there, the poor guy, after a chasana, you know, he went to a chasana and everybody's on a diet. I forgot to tell you, the chasana, you know, and he's got, and both sides, you know, and the chasana, boom, he comes after me and he sits like on the plate, and you know, all the salad's gone, right? Chicken, potatoes, you know, he doesn't know what to do. Is it baltashchit for him to go and throw it all out now? Baltashchit, shouldn't he have to go over to every plate, right? And he should have to go, there's a good piece there, there's a good piece there. Right? Okay, little teeth mark, nobody can see it, you know. Right? That's baltashchit. But according to this, since it's going to cost him a tremendous amount of money to hire special waiters and special trucks and to find the aniyim and the poor people and everything, and not only that, I don't know how many poor people are going to be masked, you know, I guess you have to make it into like chicken salad or something, you know? Yeah, it was all from one chicken, don't worry. You know, But there, so mitzad baltashchis, we already have an eitzah. It's not called that when I'm taking all this and throwing it in the garbage, that's called destruction. Because the amount of money that it's going to cost me to go and have to be metapel, work with this food and get it ready and get it out to the aniyim and everything, it's not going to be worth it. That's not called destructive anymore then. The reason I'm throwing it out is not to be destructive. The reason I'm throwing it out is to not have to have the issue. So mitzad baltashchis, we maybe have an eitzah. So let's go a second to the Isser that's in Agamar over here. Let's look at Agamar. Agamar over here says it's an Isser. You're walking in the street, you see a piece of bread, right? And you have to, you can't just aim a beer. Now she says, what do you mean aim a beer? You can't just walk by. You see a piece of bread on the floor, you can't just walk by. You have to, the way Rashi says over here, Rashi says, aim a beer. Rashi doesn't say, Mr. Brewer brings down, it's in Kuf Ayin, Zuchan Ar Arachayim. Mr. Brewer brings down over there called Simon of Hilchot Bizi Oichlin. Mr. Brewer says that aim a beer, Ella Magbiyan. You have to pick up the bread. I'm a child. Number one, I walk through the street all day long. You know, you walk through the streets nowadays. It's not like in the olden days. You know, in the olden days, you read the Gemara over here. You know, you don't have to pick up the bread because you're chayshul kshafim. You know, maybe there's witchcraft or whatever. No. Nowadays, you know, there was like one piece of bread in the street for 32 years. You know, nowadays you walk through the street, you walk past the bakery, right? You walk past the bakery, bread, and ragalach and dust and kids and everything. The kids eat the sandwich. The kids eat this. I'm not supposed to walk around all day and pick up bread. Every time I see bread on the floor, I have to pick it up. Right? So how do we pass it? So our Gemara, over and over again, keeps saying, L'kuli Alma, ain't my beer not like it. Or L'kuli Alma, yes, my beer not like it. How do we pass it? So the MSA is over here, it's not clear. You look in the Gemara in Erevin, and that's Samad Dalid, and the Gemara over there seems to come out, ain't my beer not like it. That you're not allowed to just walk by, and if you see bread in the street, you have to try to pick it up. It has to do with the Cheshvin, the Seer over here. Go to the Cheshvin over here, we pass it like Rava in our studio. And Rava holds, Simon Abame Eila, Rabbi Chit is Yasasimon, Simon Aussi Lidjoy, Yasasimon. So therefore he says what? He says, yeah, I think his legend is, yes, Mavirin Aleichen. Rabbi, where's Rabbi? Omar Vid Mishmei the Rabbi. Mavirin Aleichen. Rabbi Chit is rather saying, very big theory that Achrayim will talk about. Should I tell you even more? Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the Salah. Simon Kufayim, the Shulchan Aruch does not say, by the way, ain't my beer in Aleichen. You walk past bread. He talks about all of the things. He talks about not throwing bread. The sheet of the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to throw bread. Mr. Brewer says over there, you're not allowed to throw bread, even if the bread is not going to get nimah, not going to get ruined by throwing it. Now, we know there are some people that have a minik of Shabbos, they throw the bread, right? I'll tell you chat, and they have a problem with people. Because, on the one hand, you're not allowed to pass bread from hand to hand, right? Because that's the problem of Avelis. You can't pass the bread from hand to hand. So what do? Start to throw the bread. Problem is, Mr. Bruce says, you're not allowed to throw the bread. And the sum of their meaning is because Rashi and Brochit, and that Nunam Beis, says that the only time you're not allowed to throw the bread is if the bread is going to get ruined by throwing it. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah is not like that. You have to know, the Mishnah Berurah is not like that. The Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to throw bread, and also you're not allowed to hand bread. You got to just, you know, place it on the table. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah. If somebody has the minig, if somebody does want to be Simon Khan and Rashi, it's also a Rambam. I think if you look good in the Rambam over there, also Mashmah like this, but you're allowed to talk about throw bread if it's not going to get ruined. But, okay, don't go pun him. But it discusses that in the Shulchan Aruch there. But the one thing it doesn't discuss in Simon Kufayin is, are you allowed, that it doesn't say, Eim Avir Nalaychun. It doesn't say over there that you're not allowed to just pass by bread. It seems to say in Shulchan Aruch that you are allowed to just pass by bread and not pick it up. You know who does bring it though? The Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha. He passed in this halacha attack. It's besides. It has to do with the sugya over here. The mice of the Mishnah Berurah passed in halacha that you are not allowed to walk by bread and not pick it up. Number one. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He says, when the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to walk by the bread, ain mavir na la'oichlin, without picking it up, he says it's la'davka. He doesn't mean pick it up. Because what is the reason for this halacha? The reason for the halacha is that the desire, and you walk past bread, people are going to wind up stepping on it. Number one, it's going to cause them to get aniyus. It's going to, we know that if you step on bread, you step on breadcrumbs, you come poor. We don't need all this. So you're doing the guy the biggest favor in the world, pick it up. Number two, it's a bizei oichlin. Number three, it looks like you're, where's that curse of toivus, the Abish's toivus? Where's the respect for the wonderful toivus that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us and the nourishment that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us? Mela says to Mishnah Berurah, therefore, you have to pick it up. But Dr. Chaikinevsky, you don't have to pick it up. He doesn't mean you have to pick it up. He means just be misalik it to the tzadim. Push it to the side so that nobody's going to go and step on it and it won't be a bizei oichlin. The whole reasoning over here is bizei oichlin. If the whole reasoning is bizei oichlin, so then already, you know, that then you wouldn't have to pick it up. It would be enough just to push it to the side. Number one, even the Shabrua, I asked him, I was once in Bnei Brak, I asked the Chaim, because I saw this B'shmoy in a Sefer, said this, you don't have to pick it up. I said, Chaim, are you looking at the Shabrua? He said, no, the Mishabrua is lav dafko. It doesn't mean it. That's a job. Not that the, he said, Mishabrua just means, like, beer. It doesn't mean, it's talking, a chidish, big chidish, big chidish. About upon him, one can be tzaymich on this. Number one. Number two, I saw the pre-Megadim said, the pre-Megadim seems to learn that it's only if the piece is a kizayis. It's only if it's a certain size of chashir. When is it a bizu of Iceland? When is it disrespectful to food? Disrespectful if you're walking past a chashir of a piece of food, you know? Oh, a little piece under a kizayis, that's already, you know, that's already not such a bizu of Iceland. Number two. Number three, I was one time walking. I had this book to walk with the going out God Latanik, Rebbe Liashi, in Meshod. He was walking back from the year, and there was a rugula on the floor. A big rugula. That's Samaruga. A big one, you know. It was for those people at that chasino, you know, not the diet chasino, the big. Is the rugula yay big? Right? That's a Liashi. Such a rugula. One mechliyus to pick it up. I didn't tell him, you know, Chaim Kinyevsky, his son was to the side, he allowed to push it to the side. Am I mechliyus to go and pick that up? He says to me, nah, nobody's going to eat it. Nobody's going to eat it. So what? Where's the heter? No. The halacha of bizayich is on something that is it's something shaykh to eat. It's a bizayin, it's a disgrace to food. It's something that's edible. But once it's ready, it's on the floor and dirty like that. I once told a different place, I didn't go to the this. He didn't so much agree, but he told me, certainly, and first of all, Rabbi Liashev will also agree, obviously, like a kid's bag, you find sometimes a kid's bag on the floor with, like, you know, the bread in it, the sandwich in it, or sometimes you find a whole rugula in a bag on the floor, and then it can get stepped on, and then it can get, you know, the little chihuahua, you know, the guy from yesterday's year was stealing, you know, and he can come, he can see a little rugula, and he might eat it, right? That'll be a bizayin for the oichlin, right? So again, heter number one is, if it's less than the kizayi, see that you're allowed to walk right by, number one. Number two, you must remember, it's not so bring it to so, not so schwer to be tzaymich on these kulas, Mr. Brewer does bring it, okay? But less than the kizayi, it looks like it's what to be made on. Number two, if it's something that is, to actually pick it up, no, there's a mukkim to be made like Chaim telling us, just kick it to the side, that it shouldn't get stepped on and trampled on, etc. Number three, if it's something that looks already like no way in the world something's gonna rug a look on the floor, yeah, you have to know. I mean, I'm not saying I would eat it, but if there's a full rugula on the floor by a bakery, so you know it's only there for a second. I would say such a thing is edible, just, you know, you don't feel comfortable necessarily eating it, right? So I don't know if that would go into the category of inedible. You know, I give you an example. Let's say somebody would, if you hand him the rugula, he wouldn't be able to tell that, you know, it's one's on the floor, right? I don't know. Maybe that's already called that it's still edible. I would say a rugula that I can speak speaking about, the rugula I showed Rabbi Asher on the floor had a teeth mark in it. You know? I don't know who ate it also. You know? I don't know who dog man both. I don't know exactly what went on in there. Right? We found the rugula on the floor. We don't have a rayo if you have a full rugula on the floor that I could just dust off and go, here, I love you. You're my best friend. Here's the rugula. Which you probably can't do off the Canadian staff. Also, okay. But, you know, such a rugula, I would say there for sure a person should go, even though it's more than a kizayis, and he should probably at least kick it to the side. At least he should kick it to the side and not have this issue of aim of yanoch. But one thing is certain, if he finds the bag, you know, he finds a little child's bag, etc., or he finds those rugula that are, you know, they're enclosed in bags, you know, the bakeries, they have their own casing and bags, etc., then already L'chayr Tzichar has a chiev to at least push it to the side, certainly. Now, he doesn't have a chiev of Shabbos Aveda, right? He can eat it for himself also. Because we assume that the person knew he lost his rugula, like we saw the Gemara yesterday, hey? And he's allowed to keep that, right? Also, the child sandwich that we explained yesterday, it's a baby midas. Giving a child a sandwich, you know that he might not wind up coming to cheder with it, you know? I guess it's like 2/3 of a chance that the kid's going to wind up with cheder. 2/3 he won't, you know? But okay, let's go back to our shayla now. Let's go back to our shayla. You have the, again, we now learned that there's an Indian of not passing over food. Even you're not allowed to pass over food, you have to put it to the side to not be mavado. And you're not even allowed, we said, to throw bread as old shaila, maybe some place can make to throw the bread, Rashi's mashing smutter to throw the bread if it doesn't get ruined, but certainly to throw the bread if it gets ruined, disaster. The mashal replace can say to throw candies at the coffin, because it's not going to get ruined, and it's inside wrappers. No, that would be okay. I don't know, yeah. You can't take like a jelly donut and, you know, throw that. Depends if you don't like the guy. A different story. Okay. But number one, but Al Kabbalim, let's say you have, so again, a Rogalov. But again, so to throw like candies and things like that, where we're seeing the Kabbalistic respect that you have to have for food and that you shouldn't, chas v'shalom, disgrace the food and make the food feel bad. Now, go to the separate, go back to our shayla. That means you have this bread that we just discussed, and we just said that the bread that you're not going to eat because it's almost stale, and I want to have fresh bread. So we said, it's bal tashchis. It's not a problem to take that bread and to throw it in the garbage, right? What about? Can't throw it in the garbage. We're allowed to throw it in the garbage. But what about throwing it straight in the garbage? Forget bal tashchis. What about the issue of bidu yoichlin? You're disgracing food, right? This the place can say, therefore, and nowadays it's much easier. Nowadays you have little plastic bags. The place can say, take it. I don't know if you have to wait the bag on this. Maybe that is a group of tashchis, right? Maybe you take some kind of something, you know, let's say in garbage ready, you have like a potato chip bag or something that you have finished. Put it in there so that you're not going to right afterward take the stolen from Java's board, you know, the rotten fruit and the rest of it. You're going to go and pour it straight onto your diet and go and ruin the bread. Take it, you put it in some kind of a bag or you put it in some, even a plastic cup, something. That it shouldn't be that you're lehedra disgracing this bag, this piece of bread. That's what the eat is. What about our restaurant? What about our catering hall? What are they going to do? We just gave them a heter mitzvah bal tashchis. That is such a big issue. What are they going to go and hire waiters and hire all these people to go and put out the food and you know, to give to the poor and to weed it out, etc. Now they have another reason why they have to do it now. They're going to take all that chicken and group it together and all that potatoes and all the everything and all the dirt and all the everything, all the rubbish, and they're going to put it all together and then they're going to, you know, what's going to happen over there? It's going to be all, it's going to be the shmus and ech, and they make it all disgusting and beastly. The chayr is disgracing the reichlin. And in Agamara, we learned you're not even allowed to walk past the bread on the floor. Right? To do it via dying, that should be a problem. This is a big shayla. And it's in our own houses, we have an eitza. Just put it in something, in a place like that, something like that. What are you going to do to chasen hall? The mitzvah, I asked this shayla once to Rav Yashiv. I also asked this to Rav Chaim Shimon. And they both said that the catering hall is mutter. And that they did not have to go and have the tirchah. He said they shouldn't like, you know, they should put it at least somewhat in, be enclosed in a bag, not sometimes find it like a place disgusting on the streets like that. That. But at least it's short. Why is it mutter? Why is it all mutter? He told me, what's the longest of Bizu Yoichlin? The longest of Bizu Yoichlin, it looks like it's no thank you to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're not respecting the food. You don't appreciate the tithes the Rebbeinu Shalom gave, right? But everyone who walks past the cake in your own house, you know, so therefore you take the bread and put it in the plastic cup. Otherwise, you know, you look like no thank you for your tithes, you're saying to Hashem. But if you have a catering hall, everybody walks by, they understand what's going on there. It's not the pshat is being mavad as the oichel. It's just it's too expensive, it's not worth the time, it's not worth the effort, etc. And it's not a bizayin. It doesn't want to, you know, he's got to get back to the base measure. She just was at a chasid the whole night, the fellow. So that's why it might not be a bizayin, and that would be the eighth up for such a match, such a catering goal. Now, one last nekuda. The place can discuss, I just want to discuss one more nekuda. The mashal, we saw bal tashchis, the issue of bal tashchis, it's not cool bal tashchis if you have a tayelis. The mashal, one time I asked various poiskim, and the badass, different poiskim, what if you have something that is a chumrah. I'll give an example. Just, let's say, you know, you have, you don't sell chametz. You want to throw out the chametz. You want to burn the chametz after Pesach, right? You sold your chametz. You found out afterward, but you don't like selling chametz gomer. So it was in your star. You sold it, right? But you don't like eating things that were sold. It's a chumrah. Chumrah maker din. Of course, it's mutter to eat that food that was sold. But, so I went to look at Chaim Kanievsky. The Hagdara I understood was anything that is a makubo chumrah. I'll give you an example, like, you know, people overnight, there's no Shulchan Aruch that says you can't keep onions overnight. We know the Gemara needs it, says, like, mom's death, it's a terrible thing. It's suicide to eat an onion that was kept overnight that was peeled, right? Or an egg that was kept overnight that was peeled. It's like suicide. You have to, only if there's a part of the shell on it, etc. Now, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. Oh, maybe a muslim to be made. So, this I understood from Rechai, that's not called batash. If I want to throw that out, that's not called batash. If I want to throw out something that was bustle b'shish, right? You know, a drop of milk fell into the challenge, you call the rug, he says, Batul b'shishin. And you say, no, I want to be frum. No. That's a bit say tshuva. No. That's not called being frum. That's be called not frum. He says, you have b'koydet. If you don't hold the batul b'shishin, that means you don't hold the whole gemara chulin. If you don't hold the chulin, you don't hold the kachim. If you don't hold the kachim, we kill you. Gemara. You know, that's something that's a chum. You can't make up and say, I hold that this is a chumra, batul b'shishin. Something is a chumrah, so then already if it's respectable chumrah though, like we're speaking about chametz shavu'ot on Pesach, etc., these types of things, then a person would have a right to throw it out and it wouldn't be called bal tashchis. One last nekuda, I want to ask the Oilam over here. These halachas of Ein Mafir Na La'Oichla, I saw one say for today, says it's only by bread. When you pass by bread in the street, the halacha is you have to move it to the side, like we're saying, when we're coming out of halacha, not that you have to actually pick it up, we're saying just to push it to the side. What about other foods? What does the Gemara say on both sides? I saw one statement today, it says it's only bread. I don't know what to do, I think it's not wrong. The Gemara says over here, I don't know, what does the Gemara say? Let me hear from the Talmidei Chachamim in Kodesh Ruchai, let me hear. First of all, says Eichel, but what is the Gemara talking about? Krichai! The Gemara is talking about Krichai's Bishas Rabim. On the Gemara of Krichai's Bishas Rabim, it's not talking about Kikaris. Kikaris is the other case in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Krichai, and the Gemara is Krichas, what are Krichas, right? I don't know, I didn't look at my art store today, but it's something about sheaves and wheat. I don't know what, right? Sorry? It's what? The Gemara is talking about Krichas. The Gemara is talking about Krichas clearly. And the Gemara therefore said that not only is bread have this problem of Mavir and Al-Oichlin, but so too, all foods have this issue of Ein Mavir and Al-Oichlin. That means, if you would find on the street, again, maybe you'll have one of our other terim. If it's something that people can't eat because it's all dirty and schmutzig, or if you have another hetter, maybe it's under Kedayis, it's a makom to be meikel, etc. We saw the other hetterim. Oh, one last thing. We're talking about Bizi Oichlin. Talking the whole time about Bizi Oichlin. There's one halacha, which Taka, I think most people, you know, till today we spoke about so many chedushim about Bizi Oichlin, what's considered disgraceful food. There's one halacha which I think most people think is Bizi Oichlin. I'm not saying you should do it with a chila, but certainly it doesn't, after the food. It doesn't say, especially our bathroom, there's really nothing wrong with bringing food into our bathroom. Our bathrooms are not mokim mias, they're not disgusting, right? Especially if it's in a pocket, etc. Now, I'm not saying there is a minute class that you don't do it. Certainly, if you did it, not to throw out the food. Certainly not. I think that might even be a question of halachah. I don't know if this is even a chumrah. It doesn't say anywhere in a halacha that you can't bring food, especially into our bathroom. So in our bathroom, a person wouldn't have an issue of if you brought in food. I'm not saying you should do it with a chumrah, because there is such a minute class that people don't bring in the food into the bathroom. But certainly, you know, if you see a child running into a food, you don't have to tackle him by the knees. You know, I don't know. Okay.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.